The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
She gets hungry for dinner at 8. She loves the theater, doesn't come late. She'd never bother with anyone she'd hate. And that's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like dice games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem dressed in ermine and pearls. Will not dish the dirt with the rest of those girls. And that's why this chick is a tramp.
Good morning, good morning. Keep it going now. We're swinging into Friday, baby. Come on.
Life without care. She's broke, but it's open. Doesn't like California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
It's my favorite version of that song. Thank you, Albert. Live, that's live from Madison Square Garden. You know, when the old man went in into retirement, then he came back, and man, he came and he did the main event at Madison Square Garden, 1974. 1972. You'll tell me and let me know. But it was, you remember Howard Cosell did the opening? Like it was a boxing match? That was great. You're too young. You got to Google these things. You got to go. Really, one of the great entertainment events of all time. Even as a kid, even I was in a band at the time. I was in school and we'd be doing a rock and roll. And then we heard Frank Sinatra retire. Why would he retire? Well, he just felt he just wanted to retire. He'd write once and then twice. And when he came back at Madison Square Garden. Really a monumental piece. PR move, but just so well done. And what I keep thinking about that, because I keep thinking about how the pressure, when you do a live show, you do a live show. You got to be locked and loaded, no matter what you're doing. If you're making a presentation, if you're a teacher in front of the classroom, yeah, there's no really room for error, you know. You got to be on your game. So imagine going in front of all millions of people on live television and singing live with the band right there at Madison Square Garden. That's why I always have such affection and respect for Mr. Sinatra, rest his soul. 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. Hey, it's Friday. You made it to Friday. We got a great show for you today. And, you know, I feel good about the country. I feel good about we're in the right place. I feel bad when anybody dies, whether it's anybody, you know, whether we have to take out a terrorist or whatever. And you feel for that, for, you know, that. But it's like, gosh, we're so in a good spot. And there are still people trying to rip us down, tear us down, and saying how bad we are. And we're not buying it. And I love that we're not buying it. For the first time in the history of the United States of America, as long as I've been alive, and I've been alive, by the grace of God, a long time, I don't remember the people speaking up like this. I don't remember this swell of patriotism against an assault of negativity from one side, you know? I don't remember it like that. I can remember, went through Vietnam, man. I went through the racial strife of the 60s, right? Talked to my boomer brothers and sisters and Watergate. But now the people really have just stepped up. And in regards to President Trump doing this rally in Toledo, Ohio, I've never seen the public that excited about a candidate, or that many people, you know, 8,000 people in the arena, and again, thousands outside. And it was just very exciting to see the patriotism. And then when they interview, I saw Dean Cain on Fox this morning. He went out and he interviewed some of the people, and they're so excited, and they so appreciate that they have a voice. Now, everybody's going to say, oh, Joe, now, see, you're pro-Trump. Oh, that's a pro-Donald Trump. See, oh, right. Hey, would you stop it? Just stop it. You know, I mean, I'll never forget the feeling of patriotism I had when Barack Obama was elected. I told you this before. Yep, when in Chicago, remember that? And Oprah chose to be in the audience, and it was really technically our first black. I mean, he had, you know, one of his parents were white, of course, but really, for all intents and purposes, a black president. And I went, wow. I said, this is cool. And I didn't vote for him. But I said, man, this is great. I felt such patriotism. And then in my mind, and respectfully, didn't work out so well. I mean, really, I thought he was going to help out all the different communities that are stressed, that were of color, and not so much, you know? So now we got a guy helping out everybody, and everybody criticizes. So let's just accentuate the positive. What's scary is when you have a country like Iran, and then there's that plane crash. I feel so bad. That plane crash taken down by a Russian missile. And the other night, you think they would close that airport. You keep hearing people say that right after the plane crash in Iran. Do you think they would close the airport? And then I understand that there were warnings. And again, this is hearsay. This is not a fact. And I'm just hearing that the Ukraine airline, they were told not to fly over the area there because of the danger that indeed happened. So was this missile automatically launched? Did they think it was an American plane, whatever, 176 people killed just like that. And then they wouldn't let anybody investigate the crash site. Now they're opening it up. They're inviting Boeing to come in. Oh, come on in. And the National Transportation Safety Board on our end is going over. But they plowed the field. Did you see that? Yeah. Iran plowed the field. When you look at the crash site, it's like a desert. It's like they what was that? Would they think? I mean, this is who you're dealing with. So it's an unfortunate situation. And I remember back in 88 when I think one of our Navy vessels shot down a Korean airline. And that was horrible. It happens in war like that. But goodness gracious, in this day and age, this is all those years later, you think you'd have the technology to see, or at least to warn people, look, we're gonna fire some missiles at the Americans, the Iranians, you think would say, and shut down the airspace over Tehran Airport. No. 877-970-2999. The president was in Ohio. He defended the United States airstrike that killed a top Iran general. Reading here, at a rally in Ohio, the president said Soleimani was the architect behind attacks that killed and wounded thousands of American service members. He noted that Soleimani spread death and mayhem across the Middle East and was actively planning to target American embassies. And then the president said in a press conference, if you remember, he said they would have bombed the American embassy. You know that was going to happen. You know that was going to happen. See, I couldn't do that. I wouldn't be that aggressive of go after somebody if we weren't in an all-out, I guess we are kind of in an all-out war, terror-wise. But I applaud the president for being proactive in this regard. Just really, really, and I don't want to jinx it, nor do I want to be cocky about it. And I always feel for, you know, anybody hurt in wartime. But it put the Iranians back. It set them back on their heels. It really did. And I tell you what, I honestly didn't know that President Trump had that in him. I'm telling you right now. And so I think it's very forceful. And then, of course, the House, that was so weird. It was so weird. All that's going on. Oh, and what I've been telling about, everybody's so excited about the United States. They're patriotic. Thousands show up for the president. And then Nancy Pelosi can't stand it. You know what? You know me. I don't like to say anything bad about anybody. But, man, she seems so weird now. So it's just like she's completely unhinged. You know why? Because she can't get her arms around the Oval Office, and she can't nail it down and be negative and take President Trump out of all. She can't do it. And I tell you, news for you, she ain't going to do it because she's panicking. And the only way to do it, and this is what gets me crazy, if you're a Democrat and you're if you're a sensible liberal Democrat, if you're a conservative Democrat, but if you're a Democrat in the sense of a real Democrat, not these this whacked out, you know, socialist movement, progressive movement that is anti-American, you know, like the Squad, for goodness sake, who just plain hate America. You could see the hate. You could see the hate, you know. Come up with a candidate that the people will vote for. It's as simple as that. If Joe Biden is it, bring him on. Bring him on. You know, is Bernie going to slip in? Bring him on. Is Bloomberg? No, you know, I don't, whoever it is. They got Tulsi Gabbard out there. She's disagreeing with the president, but she looks electable. You know, she's liberal. She's put her out. They won't do anything. Let's fight them then. We have nobody. We failed completely in the political process. With all the people in the United States of America, we can't find one Democrat that could stand up to President Trump. Maybe we work with the guy. I'm just saying. Crazy. It's crazy. So now the House has passed a resolution. This has nothing to do with law. This was nothing. This was just a ridiculous, childish resolution calling for limits on President Trump's authority to order military action against Iran. Democrats argue that the president should get authorization from Congress before deciding to go to war. I will make the point now that I made yesterday. Are you going to trust this Congress? Are you going to trust this House of Representatives? Are you going to trust this? After the Mueller probe alone, they should all be fired. And the Democrats should have to pay for what the Mueller probe cost. And then they go to Ukraine, the phone call and the whistleblower and that nonsense and that impeachment inquiry. When people, we have no infrastructure, people, we have people in stressed areas of the United States getting shot in the United States. You know what I'm telling you? Shot every single night. You can't even go outside in certain areas of the United States of America in the 21st century, in 2020, and they're worried about taking out this president. They're obsessed with it. They're obsessed with it. And we're going to trust these people? We're going to have the president go to these people and go, what should I do? Do you think I should take this terrorist general out? Oh, you think I should? We got a couple seconds, Mr. President. Who do you want to call? Adam Schiff. Yeah. Imagine that. You know, get Adam Schiff on the phone. I got 2 seconds to make a decision whether to take out this killer general. And get Nadler on the phone. What? You know, you can't have no credibility. This resolution, prompted by the president's recent order of a U.S. airstrike that killed that Iranian general Soleimani in Iraq, Pelosi called the non-binding resolution a strong statement of disapproval that should not be diminished. Wrong, Madam Speaker. You look more, with respect, the House looks more pathetic than ever before. Because they're not joining with the rest of us who believe in this country. And if you don't agree with the president, the process within the United States of America is to put up a candidate that you think can beat the president of the United States. This is all you got? They're like little babies. Don't get me started. So there's a lot to get into today. Hey, we got a great show. Very excited to tell you that Stephen Moore is on the show, former Donald Trump economic advisor. Great guy. What a great, very smart, smart guy. And we'll be talking to Stephen about the economy and his book, Trumponomics, Inside America's First Plan to Revive Our Economy. Jeffrey Lyons will tell you what films you want to see. And Mike Gallagher's up. Congressman Lee Zeldin. There's a guy, one of the guys doing a great job down there in Washington out of Long Island. He represents Long Island indeed. House passes that resolution on Iran, and we'll talk to the congressman exactly what we were just talking about. Curtis Ellis, too. Curtis Ellis is a senior policy advisor, right, with America First Policy. He's got a great way of putting into plain speak all the good things that are happening within the administration, and we're happy to have Curtis with us this morning. And you always at 877-970-2999 on AM 970, The Answer. So, you know, I'm a home guy. So I was just watching on Fox 2 real quick as I'm getting ready for the show. And they said when you get and we talked about this with Sandra Smith on America's Newsroom last week. It was like you call Google if you need something fixed in the home. Google. So I try to do as much as I can around the house, really. Believe it or not, I really do. But I can't. Every time I do something, it breaks. I can't. I don't know that you go Google. So I always have to call a serviceman. Because you know what I did? And I thought, and good morning, Frankie. How you doing, Frankie?
I'm doing great, Joe. Good
Happy
morning.
Happy Friday. And Albert.
Happy Friday indeed.
Yeah, and because listen, guys, I did before we go to break. So I got that antibacterial toilet seat. Remember, I told you I bought that thing, man. I think I got it from Wayfair. I put it, and now it broke. And I really got it just about a month ago. I can't even put in a regular, you know, toilet seat like that. So I said, now I got to call a guy to put the toilet. Then I tried another one. Ace Hardware seems to have it better. I was so excited. Remember Al, I said it was antimicrobial? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, this guy,
which I like. And now it's totally busted. I can, are you handy around the house, Albert, like that? Can you
no.
do that stuff?
No.
Me neither. Nope. So do you go to Google? You go to Google. And Frank,
well, I have a friend who's a plumber, so, you know.
Oh, look out. Come on. Come on.
You know, he's able to come by and take care of the problem, and, you know, I pay him in beer. So it's,
yeah. I'm feeling just – and then we put that Nest – you know the Nest thing on your thermometer? What is it? Whatever it is. You can tell I know what I'm talking about.
Thermostat.
We put the Nest in there, and I could. They put this wire. I couldn't do anything. Big Mike came in, and he actually did the whole thing. And then, of course, when the heater did go, and I didn't tell you that. We finally got it fixed. It took 2 days. It broke again. He came back over $1,000 to fix that thing. Oh, my gosh. So maybe it's better to go to Google to fix things in. Hey, it's 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. I'm just so – my father seemed to have been able to fix everything around the house. I am not like that. You know? And Frankie, you're not a fixer-upper like that at all,
I'm not. Fortunately, I have a father who's very generous.
See, there's always somebody. Yeah, always somebody like that. And Debbie, no. Debbie, you make the phone call. You make the phone call. You don't fix it yourself.
You know what? My son's best friend, Matt, is like so handy. And I'm always texting Matt. Matt, I need the blinds put up now. And he's like, all right, Deb. I call him my adopted son because, you know, my son is always too busy. So I'm like, I'll ask Matt. Yeah. So it's nice to have somebody around that helps. So it really is.
Yeah, Big Mike.
I would rather spend any amount of money than spend five minutes.
Thank you. That's my attitude. It's my attitude. It's like after I start it, I go, I can't. I just can't. How much is it? I don't care. Just fix it, please. You know. I'm supposed to look at Google, figure it out. Big Mike is good around. Big Mike has really done so.
Oh, good.
But now he's going in the academy, so now I'm on my own. So I'll be calling service. And then the guys never show up. The contractors never show up. Am I right? Am I right or wrong?
Maybe Big Mike has a friend that he can recommend. You know?
I don't know. Is Matt available?
You know what? He's also a cop on the Palisades Parkway.
That's the man you are.
But he's like very handy.
I was just thinking, it's a weekend. I'm not doing a show. I'm going to be with my mom tomorrow, but I thought maybe I could fix things around the house. Now I'm thinking, I'll never get there. Not even a toilet seat I can't fix. Forget about it.
I love that toilet seat. I mean, it's
antimicrobial.
I love that.
You know me, germ free. Hi, only me.
You can get them as a sponsor.
Wait, write it down. Call up Mary. Call up the sales team. Hi, Joe Biscopo. Are you worried about germs? I said, yeah.
This is a nice throne for you to be on.
Wait, you got us thinking. Don't tell Jerry. We're selling it.
Some ideas.
22 after 6 o'clock. Debbie, good morning. Happy Friday to you, my dear. How are we doing traffic-wise?
Good morning, Joe, Frank, Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's take a ride, guys, to the BQE. A tough ride. Eastbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge. It's an overturned tractor trailer. Two lanes blocked over there. We're still seeing delays on the LIE eastbound at Main Street in Queens. A disabled truck. And also, traffic is moving solely for you on the FDR Drive south in the 60s with an accident blocking one lane. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all about 5 minutes getting into town. The earlier problem on 70 West at the Garden State Parkway, that accident cleared. Garden State Parkway North, exit 91 in Brick, getting reports of an overturned vehicle there. Morris and Essex line of New Jersey Transit do expect some bus service because of some overnight problems there. And if you're heading to 287 eastbound, getting out toward exit 3 into Elmsford, it's an accident in the process of being cleaned up. Partly cloudy today, high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Connors, host of Ask the Lawyer and published in New York Magazine's top-rated lawyers. Whether assisting a client with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, nursing home plan, or other matter, Connors and Sullivan's goal is always the protection of their clients' rights and interests. Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, has dedicated attorneys that can help you with estate planning, elder law, and probate. They listen to their clients to learn about their families, their financial picture, and their long-term goals to create a comprehensive plan to meet your objectives. They assist with the complex tax matters that are often involved in estate planning and probate. Contact Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, with offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Midtown Manhattan, and Staten Island to schedule a free consultation with an attorney. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500. And listen to Ask the Lawyer every Sunday morning at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe, on the radio. Oh, I love telling you about Retro Fitness. Here we go, into the new year, 2020, into the new decade. Time for you to think about maybe, you know, you go to the gym a little bit. I'm so proud to tell you that we are now owners of a Retro Fitness in the beautiful town of Flemington, New Jersey. So now we have this from the corporate Retro, if you will. They came up with, I wish I could take credit for this. Corporate Retro came up with this great idea, not buy one, get one, buy one, give one. How, you got to admit, that's one of the coolest ideas, coolest promotions ever. You can give away a membership to absolutely anybody you want. You know, unlike other gyms, we have created, they really did it, but I'll take credit for it, this offer with no gimmicks or strings attached. The offer is exactly what it is, what it says it is, that you buy an annual membership, right? Then you give away a one-year membership away for free? Are you kidding me? The free member doesn't have to pay a cent for 12 months? They can come to Retro Fitness at any time, with or without the friend, and can access any of our clubs around the country. Of course, we'd love to see you in Flemington, New Jersey at Retro Fitness. You can call Stacy, our gal down there at Flemington. It's 908 is the area code, okay? 238-3695. 908-238-3695. Get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Mo's! We love Modell's. We love Mitchell. 627 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Oh, look, a phone call in. Our man Charlie Finch, Professor Finch, on the radio ready. Good morning, Charlie. What's on your mind this early in the morning?
Joe, when I think of Frank Sinatra singing Rogers and Hearts, Lady is a Tramp in the film Pal Joey,
yeah,
with Kim Novak and Rita Hayworth, I'm reminded, of course, of you with Sharon Stone and Carol Alt. And I can tell that.
Oh, boy. Go ahead.
That the comeback at MSG in 72 was at 72.
Yeah.
Because the camera pans to then Mayor John Lindsay of New York and my mom, Angie's close friend, his beautiful wife, Mary. Now, as you know, Joe, what gave Mr. Sinatra the idea to do the comeback at Madison Square Garden,
yeah,
was that in 1971 at the first Frazier-Ali fight, which Smoking right. Joe won in 15 after knocking out Muhammad, right, Frank Sinatra covered that for Life magazine as a photographer.
Photographer. I got to remember that.
Which was amazing. Yeah. And if you don't mind, let me give a big shout-out to one of your fans, super fans, who called me the other day, one of my healthcare providers, Elizabeth Signorelli, a lovely daughter of Italy. God bless you, Joe, and your team. Onward and forward.
Onward and forward, Charlie. And also, we have a lot of folks that are very, very true to the show, and we appreciate that. Never take it for granted. Charlie's been there from day one, and one of our followers online, Border Fox, says Charlie Finch, Frank, should do a guest hosting gig on the radio show. So, something to think about.
I didn't know that we could afford him.
I don't know, but Charlie, if you're listening, they want you on the air. But he knows so much. He's so knowledgeable. Maybe Charlie does a guest stint once in a while, you know. But to Elizabeth, to Charlie's gal, Elizabeth, we want to wish you the very, very best. And appreciate you listening to the show. And we're talking about getting stuff done. I have to tell you, because I'm not great around the house, and I wish I was. And my father would always, on a Saturday, my father was a lawyer. He was a lawyer. He was the, you know, single lawyer law firm representing non-English speaking blue collar laborers like his father was, who got hurt on the job. The insurance company was trying to, in my mind, you know, take advantage of these workers, and my father stuck up for them. And I would go to court and I'd watch my pop work for the working man, you know, and woman, you know, just right there in court. I mean, I was so proud of my dad. Saturday, forget about it. Get the hammer, get the pliers. We're going to go fix this. We're going to go do that. I remember once, listen to this. I remember, this is something I could never, ever do. My mother dropped her wedding ring down the drain of the kitchen sink in Bloomfield. I remember this day, and I, oh my gosh, I tried. That's my ring. My pop somehow. Now this is an educated man. My captain father, about to be a major in the Second World War, goes to be a lawyer. Yet he goes. He follows the pipe. He follows the water pipe. He catches the ring down in the basement as it's going through one of the pipes.
Oh my goodness.
I swear to God. He goes, I remember he took one of those big, what they call the monkey wrenches, you know, a big monkey wrench. He loosens some kind of thing, and he opens it up, and somehow he got a net or something. Caught that. I'll never forget. How impressive is that? Now, me, I'd be at Parian and Sons the next morning.
No, my wife's ring goes down the drain. That's it. It's gone.
That's exactly what I was thinking, man. Could you ever do that? Imagine that. So I wish I had that prowess of my dear father, and certainly I don't, for goodness sake. And then I got, yeah, Frankie, and guys, I got the driveway done. It was not cheap. I got the driveway. Now, again, did one rainstorm, it's wiped out again.
Only me.
So, you know, it's time. You hear what I sound like? I sound like an old baby boomer that it's time to move. You need to move into a condo. No, Frankie, doesn't it sound like that?
Yeah, no, so we already have the early hours, so you should be used to eating dinner at 4:30, right? So you should be all set with that.
That's
yeah. So you're halfway, you're one-third of the way there. Now, the second thing is you have to keep the temperature incredibly hot no matter what the weather is. And refuse to turn on the air conditioning no matter what.
Well, then I do that now anyway.
You have to wear your pants above your belly button.
Yeah, getting there.
Then you'll be 4 for 4.
I'll be in a little condo somewhere.
You see Joe in a 55 and older community, and they'll be asking him to perform every week. Can you sing us a song when you come by, you know, the clubhouse?
I know, except it's the people that I date will not be allowed into the community because they'll be
right,
like,
that's the point. Yeah, that's very good.
Oh, no, not you. But
here comes Joe again. Oh, look at who he's got.
Yeah.
Oh, my
no.
goodness.
Excuse me.
She's old enough to be his daughter.
And
granddaughter.
She probably doesn't even know Mahjong.
All right.
I tell you, I'm off the grid. There's none of that. None of those shenanigans. No,
can
I'm done.
Even
hit the
play
wall.
Pinochle?
No, really? No, we could figure out. We play Simon Says. I tell you, you know what? This is. I got to tell you, Charlie's right though. Charlie's right. Sharon Stone. She was on that dating site. Charlie was alluding that Sharon Stone went on a dating site. I was talking to Sandra Smith about it on Fox last week. And I didn't want to say, I didn't want to be appropriate because Sandra Smith, a great journalist,
you mean
there,
inappropriate.
I didn't want to be inappropriate. Yes, I'm sorry. So I didn't want to be inappropriate and just kind of go, hey, how cool is that? But hey, how cool is that? I mean, you know, Sharon Stone on a dating site. What do? You hit her up, and what's the qualifications to date somebody like Sharon Stone? Certainly not me. So, but it's interesting.
You don't have an ice pick around. You're all right.
Yeah. Hey, tell me what was Michael Douglas really like? I mean, what are you going to say?
May ask you. How was Eddie? What was Eddie Murphy really like?
Yeah. That would be the relationship.
Hey, Joe. Hey, did you see this story? I don't know if I sent this to you yesterday, but we have a quick minute. So apparently, a failed prospect who never played above high A ball had a career batting average of 244. sued the Yankees for $34 million and blamed Derek Jeter for derailing his career as a shortstop.
That's great, man. Oh, it is so indicative of society today. Because Derek beat him out at the position, you mean?
So, like, I don't know, something like that. Like, no, apparently Jeter was already on the team, and he was up and coming and should have been promoted and wasn't. And apparently they talked to people that obviously that coached this guy. And they said, I'm trying to find the quote here. They said, offensively he was okay, said Aaron Ledesma, who managed this guy in low A Charleston in 2011. He was below average, not much power, didn't really hit for a high average. Speed-wise, he was below average. Now, apparently he tried to be a walk-on in college football as well and wanted to be the starting quarterback, and they said no. So he's, you know, suing the Yankees. Now, the judge apparently threw the lawsuit out and said it was, you know, frivolous, but... I mean, come on.
That's so funny, man. That's so funny. Yeah, but now they threw it out. They threw out the lawsuit, but the Yankees still have to answer it. That's what's wrong.
No, they don't. The judge threw it out. That's it. It's done.
Just like that. Yeah. Hey, so before we – I know we got a break, and I shouldn't say this because I want everybody to stay on AM 970 The Answer or, you know, The Mission, our sister station, WMCA, and we want you to listen to Mike Gallagher. But I happened to flick around yesterday, and I happened to see Michael Kay with your buddy, Don LaGreca, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They do a fine show.
Fantastic job.
Yeah, I must say. And again, we want you to stay with Salem Media, and I hope my boss doesn't get mad, but there's some great folks in town. And they did it. I'm watching it. It's all sports. So they get esoteric sports. So I can't quite stay with it. But Michael's great. Michael's great. And Don's, your buddy's very. And the other kid.
Peter Rosenberg is the,
great
is the
job.
Third guy.
Yeah,
well, they had Larry job. David in studio the other day.
That's what I heard, man.
And he told the story about how he called the Jets when Mike Tannenbaum was still the general manager. This was years ago. Yeah. And told him to draft Lamar Jackson, who now plays for the Baltimore Ravens, and had this whole discussion with him about why he should draft him. Now, obviously, they didn't. He went to the Ravens. But Larry really knows his sports. And then Don called him a fraud fan for rooting for both the Giants and the Jets. They had a whole little discussion about it.
It was good. It was good. By the way, Larry David, great athlete, great ball player. Would you think that, Frankie? Would you ever think that?
You've said that repeatedly. Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Great
all
ball
of
player.
Sports is what you put into it in terms of work. Yeah. Strikes me as somebody that would be obsessed.
But when he walks up, he's got his hair, he's got his attitude, he's got his walk, and it's going, oh, no, this guy can. And he could hit and he could field. Larry David.
Well, the most surprising aspect of that story is the hair.
Hey, 6:36 with Joe on the radio with Fred. It's Friday. Everything tutto in ordine. Everything's great. We'll take your phone calls at 877-970-2999. On the balance of nature phone line, Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
36 degrees at 6:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey Transit customers who use the Gladstone Branch Rail service are facing a service issue this morning. According to the rail company, all of this morning's regularly scheduled Gladstone Branch Rail service will instead originate from PPAC Station. Gladstone Station customers will be provided with shuttle bus service between the Gladstone and PPAC stations. And the cause of this issue is connected to what officials are describing as a slow-speed derailment of a train arriving at Gladstone Station last night. There were no injuries related to the incident. An iconic New York City bar is set to close this Sunday after 190 years of business. Near's Tavern opened its doors in 1829 on the corner of 88th Avenue and 78th Streets in Queens, but has recently been struggling financially. Owner Loy Gordon took over the restaurant 11 years ago with hopes of turning it around, but says he'll no longer be able to afford the increased rent after the building owner sold the property last year. The tavern was the backdrop for scenes in the movie classic Goodfellas and was also a favorite of actress Mae West. In sports, Joe Judge officially introduced as the new head coach of the New York Giants. 38-year-old former New England Patriots special teams and wide receivers coach spoke yesterday about what a tremendous opportunity he now has and how much he's looking forward to building a winning culture. The Rangers, they doubled up the Devils by the final of 6-3. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride to the eastbound side of the BQE. You're still seeing a lot of volume getting up toward the Kosciuszko Bridge. It's an accident involving an overturned tractor trailer. All lanes subject to closure here. Eastbound BQE right at the Kosciuszko Bridge. Traffic moving solely on the westbound BQE over the Kosciuszko Bridge with rubbernecking delays. Over on the FDR Drive south in the 60s, an accident in the process of being cleared. Inbound GWB, a five-minute delay. Lincoln 5, Holland, that's 15. 80 eastbound, exit 1. An accident getting out toward Knowlton Township, and expect some stop-and-go traffic on 78. 78 eastbound, exit 26. An accident still working over there as well. We're still seeing some volume as you head over to the southbound thruway into the Tappan Zee Bridge, 287 east out by the Sprain. An accident still being cleared. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies, the Exergen thermometer. See our educational video at exergen.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. If you're feeling run down, you feel like you don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating those fruits and vegetables that I tell you about. Time to try Balance of Nature fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins. Ordinary vitamins are made with synthetics. You eliminate them, and they upset your stomach. I'm speaking for myself. Balance of Nature is just a natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. I tell you about Balance of Nature. I tell you how I go through the day, and it always happens. At the end of the day, I always say, well, what did I eat vegetable-wise, fruit-wise? And I don't have it because I'm always just screaming through the day. So I make sure that before the show, I take my Balance of Nature fruits. I take them after the show, and then in the afternoon, and then at night, I stay on my Balance of Nature regimen. By the way, when you call 800-246-8751, you have your own health coach. How cool is that? You got somebody that can walk you at no extra charge, you know. And then this is what I love about the Howard family. I care about you. I love telling you about things that can make your life easier because you work. I know how hard you work, and I appreciate all that you do. They always help out people that, you know, you always go, well, why is that guy, you know, getting credit in when all I do is work every day, show up every day, take care of my kids every day, you know? And then we're the ones they forget about. I don't forget about you. I know how hard you work. So if you go on the Balance of Nature journey, like the morning team with Frank and Alan Debbie, I think it's going to make you feel better. Now we have this for you from the Howard family at Balance of Nature, 35% off. I said 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. It's a New Year's special and it ain't going to last. All right. So please call now 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com. Check this out. Just remember, please, to use the discount code The Answer.
When you think of outstanding Italian restaurants, the only name that should come to mind is Michael's of Brooklyn. Family-owned and operated by Fred and his brother John, they've been a Brooklyn institution since 1964, serving incredible Italian dishes for three generations. Listen every Wednesday to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show on AM 970 The Answer during Italian trivia for your chance to win a case of their delicious sauce, or enter to win at am970theanswer.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Ambrin trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonials based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. IRI US MULO 52 weeks 7/14/19 by UPC MLBO.
Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton. When I competed in gymnastics, I used to love to talk about my health, my energy, and my will to win gold. But today, I want to talk to you about something I used to keep private. My menopause. Between my hot flashes and night sweats, and worse, my constant fatigue, I felt like a stranger in my own life. Nothing I tried could give me relief until I discovered Ambrin.
Ambrin is clinically shown to relieve 12 menopause symptoms. Ambrin is not a drug and is 100% estrogen-free and clinically tested.
Thanks to Ambrin now, my energy is back, and those days of fearing hot flashes and night sweats are gone. I feel like myself again. Ambrin works. It really works.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine stores and see why Ambrin is America's number one menopause relief supplement.
Hold fast!
The best picture of the year is 1917. Raves Forbes magazine.
We've got orders to cross here.
That is the German front line.
It's a soaring tribute to heroism that's both epic and intimate.
We need to keep moving!
The best war movie since Saving Private Ryan.
There's only one way this ends. Last man standing.
1917. Rated R. Under 17, not made without parent. Now playing in theaters everywhere.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. You know I think about you. I think about you when I'm sleeping. I know it sounds a little creepy, a little weird, but I do. Sometimes I'll be exhausted, you know, end of the day. So I got to get to bed, man. I got to get up in the morning. And then I go and I go. I have everything MyPillow. I have the MyPillow. You got to check out the MyPillow at MyPillow.com, by the way. Everybody has a MyPillow. If you don't have one, I suggest you get one. And then I got the Giza sheets. What do I know from sheets, right? So they put the sheets on for me. The gals put the sheets on for me. What do I know from sheets? And then I got the mattress topper. And we put the mattress top. Now, I have to tell you, when I usually I'm at a okay hotel, but when I stay at these nice hotels, like I tell you, you know, at the hotels that we advertise for, they're very, very nice. When I come home, it's like a beautiful hotel. But I'm telling you, it's so comfortable. So I would invite you, because this is from Mike Lindell, who I love, absolutely adore Mike. He's got this radio listener specials when you go to MyPillow.com. And you can get the mattress topper. You can get the bed sheets. You can get the towels. You can get the pillows. You get everything. But now Mike is offering this first time buy one, get one free offer that I've been telling you about. That's on Giza sheets. Buy one, then you get one free. And you know you always need two sets of sheets. You know you need it. Buy one, get one free. Plus, all my pillow products come with that 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. So I love you. You know, I'm, again, trying to tell you, make your life easier here. Go to MyPillow.com. You click on the radio listener specials and buy one, get one free. Get that offer on Giza sheets. Enter the promo code AM970. You can call as well, 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Or again, MyPillow.com. The promo code is AM970.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Seeger. Mike Lindell got me to see Mr. Seeger live. Still great. Top of his game. From Detroit, baby.
You always won every time you place the bet. You're still down.
You know, Al, too, I always talk about how I do dumb things, and I always go, oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? So Mike said, Mike knows the Seeger Band. He knows Alto Reed, this incredible sax player that is in the Seeger Band. I told you, and we went backstage. We went backstage, and then Mike always, you know, he busts my chops. He goes, Joe, I've never gone backstage with the Seeger Band. We got backstage at the Madison Square Garden a couple years ago, so it was great. But then we stayed too long. Well, I know we just stayed because Bob just did this great show, and you know, all sold out Madison Square Garden, and I can see, and I know as a performer on a much much smaller scale, but you know, okay, can everybody leave now? Because I just want to get out of here.
Well, what was the mood like? I mean, like, was he like, all right, you know how some people that stand there talking to me give you that?
He was putting his socks on, and I said, you shouldn't be there when someone's putting their socks on. Yeah. I'm telling you right now. Am I right or wrong?
Was barefoot?
Well, yeah, he was changing and putting the socks on, and I'm looking, and I said,
time to go.
Once the socks come out. But we didn't. Then we were with people who were just going, so, Bob, what was that like in 1982? Remember when you played that? You know, and I went, guys, I think we better, you know, wrangle it up and get the heck out of here.
Yeah, it's time to go.
Bare feet.
You know, a meet and greet is just that. You go in.
Exactly.
Hi, how you
exactly.
doing? A couple minutes. Okay, thanks. Great performance. Walk away. Not when they're putting the socks on. We got to see Bob Seeger put his socks on. That's hot. Wow.
I swear to God, as soon as the poor guy was putting his socks on,
are those 100% cotton? Or are they moisture wicking? What are they? The compression socks? I mean,
you wear Banlon socks?
Really? Nylon makes my feet sweat. What about you when you're in concert? I mean, really?
Yeah, it was kind of like that, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure. You probably the one to ask them the question.
No, I knew it. It's this moment where I always think of when I hear a Seeger song, I go, oh, socks, man. I should have left earlier. We should have got out there, the poor guy.
You know,
and he could not have been more gracious, by the way.
They just flashed a report on CBS 2 News. It says, study, losing fat in tongue could improve sleep apnea. Now I have sleep apnea, so now I got to lose fat in my tongue. How does that work? When you go to the doctor and you put your tongue on a scale, what is that?
But you are helped by that machine, right?
Yeah, but if I lose the fat in my tongue, I won't have to use the machine anymore? What is that?
How do they tell? Is there a fatometer that you put on your
fatometer,
tongue?
Yeah, fatometer. There you go. That's it.
But Frank, right, you know what's funny about this?
Mr. Gutierrez, 98.6. Now we need to take your fatometer. Can you put this in your mouth?
But you've been told so much. You're always worried about being, I'm a fat guy. I'm a fat guy here. Now they tell you your tongue is fat. You can't win now.
No, I can't. Like my mother last night when I called her, I said, "How you doing?" She's going to an acupuncturist.
Oh my!
To help her for
gosh.
Her, you know, for her walking and you know whatever. And she's, you know, she had very good experience. And she said she's going to go 3 days a week or whatever. And then she says, "So how's the gym? Are you losing weight yet?" I said, "Yeah, Mom, a little bit. I'm working out good because you know you're fat." Well, thanks, Mom. Love
you too. So tell me how they can decipher if your tongue is fat.
They don't. It just says
enough.
Just lose fat in your tongue. Well, how do you do that? Show me the story. It's just they were reading the story. So
listen, you go to Retro Fitness. You could do some tongue exercise. I mean, what are you going to do? Work out?
Okay.
What are you doing?
There must be a lot of traffic out there.
I think if you lose weight overall and you decrease your body fat, your tongue fat goes with it.
This is the
best. But shouldn't it be in your neck because you're breathing? My neck is fat. That's why I have sleep apnea because I
well, not according to fat. Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania.
Oh, is that you got the story?
Yeah.
The tongue causes sleep apnea? Is that what
well,
I
yeah,
said,
because
right?
I'm guessing because you're laying on your side or on your back or whatever.
But they find that when sleep apnea patients lost weight, it was the reduction in tongue fat that lay behind the resulting improvements.
No. This is really the strangest story
I've
ever heard
in
my
study?
Life.
Exactly. Did they weigh some fat guy's tongue for like a year and a half?
Well, it's not really clear, but
I'm so tall and I'm so fat. Remember that song? Yeah. My tongue likes it like that. Yeah, no, we'll be playing that. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:50 with Joe and Frank and Al and Debbie on a Friday into the weekend. Look at this already, January 10th, 2020. The fat tongue, Debbie, really. I mean, you can't. I mean.
Well, it does say one of these Harvard websites that if you lose weight overall, the sleep apnea should go away. If you lose even 10% of your body weight.
But how can they pinpoint that?
Weight too? I don't know.
And do you have to go? If you buy something, do you have to go? If you go, like, buy a toothbrush, you have to go to the big and large store. You know,
give me that jumbo toothbrush.
My tongue is fat. I'm going to go to the extra, double X, triple extra large store, please, for my toothbrush. Why did they come up with this stuff? Oh, my Lord. 6:51, Joey on the radio. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Al. Let's see what's happening right now. As you take your eye to the southbound thruway, traffic moving slowly as you get down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Over on 287 East, accident cleared out in Elmsford. You're still moving a little bit slowly on the Taconic southbound at Peekskill Hollow Road into Putnam Valley. Looks like you have an accident over there as well. Inbound side of the GWB, only 5 minutes. Lincoln Tunnel, you're waiting 10. Holland, about 15 to 20. Stop and go on the Garden State Parkway. The Garden State Parkway North, exit 91, an overturned vehicle. And then you're moving slowly on the Garden State Parkway North, exit 145, a collision there. 80 East, exit 1, a crash to deal with. It's busy on the FDR Drive south through the 60s with a crash cleared. And the eastbound BQE, subject to closure at the Kosciuszko Bridge, that's an overturned tractor trailer. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here on One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway. We've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No. That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
I want to keep my heart healthy.
So I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlic. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlic tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic. Except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol. And I'm doing it with Garlic.
Garlic, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? You could be losing sales by the second. Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. A full-service digital agency, providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Contact Salem Surround.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Mostly cloudy today, breezy and much milder in the afternoon, high 51. Rather cloudy tonight and mild, patchy fog developing, low 44 to 48. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, breezy and unseasonably mild. There could be a shower in the afternoon, high 64. That would beat the record of 63 set in 1975. There'll be some rain tomorrow night into early Sunday, then later Sunday becoming partly to mostly sunny, windy and very mild with a high of 68. The record is 66 set in 2017. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, thank you, Joe Lundberg. Yeah, it's going to be warm. I love that tomorrow. Hey, so Italy is up again, and we want you to go with us, okay? Because we lost out on so many folks that just didn't, they couldn't get in. It was, the timing wasn't right last time, and we had the best time. So now we have this great Easter in Rome trip. Easter in Rome with Steve Perillo and Piscopo. That's me. I'll be performing there. We have our five intimate group dinners that will take place in Rome, and a special performance by myself, which is going to be. And by the way, the news is Michael will be with me. Michael will be performing, my son, which is, I'm telling you what, worth the trip alone, being the proud dad, if I may. He's so great on the guitar, and Mikey will be there. And Steve Perillo at piano. Come on, we're going to have a blast. We're going to have an absolute blast. And then we venture to Assisi, the hilltown city that's in the Umbria region. The next phase of the trip will be spent in the Tuscan countryside, where we will take daily excursions to historic areas like Siena, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and Florence and Cinque Terre. But the thing is, if you wait any longer, you will miss out. Okay, we don't want you to miss out. So many people missed out. So Joe, how come you went? We didn't. Now you know this special trip is closing out on January 16th. So please don't delay. 800-431-1515. 800-431-1515. And say, quick, book me before it sells out. The trip is closing out on January 16th. Call Janice and the team over at Perillo, okay? 800-431-1515 or PerilloTours.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, good morning. It is Friday on AM 970, The Answer, around the country, around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com with Frank and Alan, Debbie and Piscopo live from New York. Al likes putting this song on because Frank can't understand a word Bruce was saying on that.
Correct.
I actually did not understand a single word.
Doesn't matter.
You could do this in karaoke and nobody would care because they wouldn't understand.
Oh, my God. Kerry, that's a very, very good idea. 6:56 with Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Stephen Moore will join us in the next hour. Very excited to tell you. Stephen Moore, the former Donald Trump economic advisor. An economist with the Heritage Foundation. He's got that great book called Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Revive Our Economy. Jeffrey Lyons will tell you what films you want to see. I would suggest 1917. I saw that movie, spectacular. And it's out there in the theaters now. And it won the Golden Globe, Frankie Fibros, correct? For Best Picture, is that right?
Best Picture, Drama, or Musical. See, one of the things the Golden Globes do, which the Oscars don't, is they divide the drama category versus the it's drama versus comedy or musical, and I think it's unfair for films like The Hangover to compete with films like Saving Private Ryan. There's no reason the Oscars shouldn't do the same thing. So yeah, it won Best Motion Picture Drama category.
1917. That's a film. Jeffrey will break all the films down for you. Mike Gallagher is going to check in. The great Gallagher on the air with us, and Congressman Lee Zeldin in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about what happened with this downed Ukrainian jet that Iran apparently shot down. Was it an accident? Did they think it was an American jet? And why did they not close the Tehran airport? Just questions we have this morning. And the House passes that ridiculous resolution on Iran. We'll talk to the Congressman, Congressman Zeldin, about that. Curtis Ellis, Senior Policy Advisor with America First Policy, will join us on the radio live. And you could join us. You know, it's Friday. Give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking at 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999. That is our balance of nature of phone lines. And if you have a fat tongue, we'll try to deal with that, too. We got everything covered this morning. It's Joe and Frank and Al on the radio. This is AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
36 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York State Health Department is taking steps of preparedness as flu cases across the state increase. Officials will be making sure healthcare facilities and hospitals have the capacity, guidance, and resources necessary to combat the recent surge in flu cases. Last week, almost 2,000 New Yorkers hospitalized due to the flu, an increase of 34% from the prior week. Governor Cuomo, along with other medical experts, remind New Yorkers it's not too late to get a flu shot. AC Moore Craft Stores planning to lay off 383 workers. The Berlin-based company says the move is part of its plans to close 140 locations, including 18 in New Jersey. Layoffs expected on February 9th. Meantime, 40 of the soon-to-be-shuttered stores will be acquired by arts and crafts retailer Michaels. In sports, Rangers skate past the Devils 6-3. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.